BBC News. A spokeswoman for the US president-elect has told local media that Donald Trump won't push for any further investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. During the election campaign, Mr. Trump had promised that if he became president, he would appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the affair, adding that Mrs. Clinton would end up in jail. Security forces in Cameroon have fired tear gas and live bullets at anti-government protesters in the English-speaking northwest of the country. At least one person is said to have been killed and several wounded in the regional capital, Bamenda. The protests began on Monday in support of a teacher's strike against the imposition of French in schools in Anglophone parts of Cameroon. An HIV-positive man from Malawi has been sentenced to 2 years in jail with hard labour after being convicted of engaging in harmful cultural practices. Eric Aniva was arrested after telling the BBC he had unprotected sex with widows in order to purify them, a custom banned in Malawi. A Russian cybersecurity firm has warned that a group of hackers has targeted bank cash machines in coordinated attacks across Europe, forcing them to spit out notes. The security firm said accomplices would be stationed outside the cash machines to gather the proceeds from the technique. The leaders of the biggest political groups in the European Parliament have said they support suspending talks with Turkey about joining the EU. The Parliament is due to have a non-binding vote in the matter later this week. A private bidder has paid $430,000 at an auction in Britain for an extremely rare and almost complete skeleton of a dodo. The dodo was a metre-tall, flightless bird that lived in the island of Mauritius. It was hunted to extinction in the 17th century. BBC News.